Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Ah, you've tuned in to, you've logged on to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it's the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but imagine your voice, your story, your way heard all over the world. I love giving a voice to my passion. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour show? Come on, the world is waiting for you. Your own show where you are the star. It's your story, your way. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful marketing tool? It's exploding. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and tell me your story. Then I'll become your outside advocate. That's after we resonate. I need to know what it is you want to share with the world. And Mićmo Divanit, that in Croatian is, we will talk. Now, before I get into proper etiquette, I want to give you the website, the website for Blog Talk Radio. It is blogtalkradio.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, and click on December 6th, and the show is Proper Etiquette. And what I love about doing my live shows, giving a voice to my passion, I could now take the link and forward it to everyone in the world. You see, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And this is a marvelous, marvelous tool. It's a marketing tool. Now, remember, you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Proper etiquette. The time is now to take responsibility for your behavior. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now. And I have to tell you guys, all of you out there, first things first, when you are introducing someone to someone, it's the name first. All right, for example, Cindy, my daughter, is with me, and I meet someone that I want her to meet. I say, I would like for you to meet Cindy, my daughter, not my daughter, Cindy. Did you get that? It's the name first. If I'm introducing a coworker, it is not, oh, my coworker, Danielle. No, it is first things first. The name first, and then you identify them. Put good manners into practice. And before I get into it, the thought for the day, living life to the fullest. There are 13 steps. And I want you to sit quietly, close your eyes, and just sit quietly and listen to my voice. Peace comes from being aligned with the present moment, the now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. When you are aligned and being fully in the now, No, whenever this happens, wherever you are, you feel that you are home because you are. I'm going to say it again. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Oh, darlings, there's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Forgiveness happens naturally as soon as you realize that the past cannot prevail against the power of the present. Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. What is your self-talk? Is it TNT? Toxic negative thinking? Or is it PEP? Powerful, peppy, enthusiastic. Thoughts about you and the world and about right now. I challenge you. For 24 hours, write down all of your thoughts. You will be amazed. Sidebar. Before you go to bed, clear your mind and just embrace good things that happened in your life today. Because you see, for the first 2 hours, the body and the brain talk to each other. And then just be determined to have pleasant, happy dreams. And you'll wake up in the morning. Now remember, the big cat stretch, the first hour is the rudder of the day. You are the captain. You are the Michelangelo of your life. People don't realize that now is all there ever is. Now when you're talking about the past or the future, they're just memories or an anticipation in your mind. There are two ways of being unhappy. One is not getting what you want, and the other is getting what you want. If you think this, that, or the other thing will make you happy, when you get what you want, you will again be focusing on the next moment, never being in the now. This moment, which is all that we have. How grateful are you? Gratitude is an essential part of being present. When you go deeply into the present, the now, gratitude arises spontaneously. Be aware of what you are, who you are, and what you're doing and what you're thinking. Every time you are tempted to react in the same old way, always ask yourself, do you want to be the prisoner of the past or the pioneer of the future? Deepak Chopra. If you think that when you take a vacation or find the ideal partner or get a better job or a nice place to live or whatever it is, oh, I see, then you'll finally be happy? Huh. That's when you lose yourself in the future. You're not living in the now. Can you accept with gratitude and joy who you are right now? When you woke up this morning, did you say, good morning, God? Or did you say, good God, it's morning? You see, if you woke up, you have been chosen. There is a space that you have to fill. You have been selected to share the authentic of who you are, the authenticity of who you are right now. Every ego wants to be special. If it can't be special by being superior to others, it's also quite happy being especially miserable. Write this down. Whatever we do to another, we do to ourselves. Did you get it? It'll all come back. I believe in karma. Whatever you do to another, you do to you. Rather than asking if you can ever be free, because ever is a huge amount of future time, ask if you could be free at this moment. The only place where you can or need to be free is this moment, the now. Not the rest of your life, but now. Memories are just thoughts. Do they serve you? You know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. So if you have a memory, is it coming back to embrace you? Are you learning from it? Are you moving forward? Or does it come back to bite you in the butt? What are you thinking? The mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? I know it's new. You are in the habit of toxic negative thinking. You think it's a way of life. No, it is not. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking, science of mind. The ego loves guilt. It loves not only blaming others, it really straightens it too. You see, if you don't get what you want, you're going to blame it on everyone. Can you blame yourself? No. We're conditioned to blame it on the universe, God, my husband, my mother, my father. But of course, every human being has done things in the past that they regret. I've done things that in the past that are silly that I wish I could undo, but I can't. I'm learning from them. Yeah, they were silly and stupid. And so realizing the essence of who you are doesn't lie in the past or thoughts about the past. Once you realize that the primary purpose of your life is the inner, and this is what becomes the main purpose then the secondary purpose, the outer purpose falls into place. Can you be true to your life now? And can you be true to yourself right now? Life will bring to you whatever is most appropriate as far as your inner purpose is concerned. I told you time and time again. The minute you have a conscious or a subconscious thought, zam, it's out there in the universe. You will get exactly what you put out there. I believe in karma. And all of you that are perpetrators that are doing wrong, oh, you're going to get your due. I don't know when. It's not up to me. But it will come back to you. Always easily recognize that something is coming from ego, because when you get it, it doesn't satisfy you. Eric Toll, the creator of the now, said, memories are thoughts that arise. They're not realities. But only when you believe they are real, then they have the power over you. But when you realize it's just another thought arising about the past, then you can find a space, a spacious relationship with thought. So thought no longer has you in its grip. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? You are the life that is eternal. So when you go into the stillness, it's easy to sense that underneath the personality, there is an aliveness. There is a presence. There is a consciousness that is timeless. And that's the life beyond the form of life that you are now. Live in the now. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. The voice in your head, is it authentic? Or is it just a habit? Live your life today in gratitude, joy, happiness. Our world will love you for it. Now, darlings, before I go into proper etiquette, I want to recognize all of my sponsors. Actually, I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as my partners. And wouldn't you like to be a partner on the consortium Live with Kathy? You could do it by getting started by doing your own half-hour show. Then you have 30-second or 60-second commercial. It's a 13-week commitment. It would be my pleasure to work with you. I'd love to have you on the air with me. Now, I have a new announcement. I'm the first to introduce a new genre in live theater, stage play. And it's via Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. Imagine, no memorizing, any of you that are fundraising, and you want to do something real unique, let this be your fundraiser. I star as Melissa. I'm looking for a dynamic Andy, age 60 plus. His name should be a draw. A.R. Gurney Love Letters. Go online or go to the library and get it. No memorizing. It's just a unique way to embrace everyone and any man, any organization that want to be on the stage. My former Andes, an iron worker, Frank DeMarco, radio talk show host and producer, Clark Weber, and Bert Nateris, a retired Chicago alderman. Wouldn't that be awesome? And then, darlings, when you're on my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, be sure and click on the video, and it is Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world has thought of pairing James Brown and the Bard. Live with Kathy. Ah. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, ironworkers impact in Titanic's shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest and the most productive and efficient contractors in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International. They are the domperion of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. It's for you gals, too. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember, the CD is out. What a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I pay homage not only to the iron worker, but the male dancer and the fluid motions of the swan. You know how to get it. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Ah, the bon vivant, Iron Age. He is a brilliant sculptor, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs in wire or leather. Contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. In my book, The Elixir of Youth, See Clits of a Spring Chicken, you'll learn how to de-stress your face, your body, your mind. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and even premature death. Who said that 50 plus, you cannot be sexy, sensationally glamorous, and handsome? Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. It's available as an ebook and a soft copy. Email KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset Instead and Extend Your Lifeline, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Life Extension makes the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on, lifeextension.com, saved my face. Literally saved the health of my body 40 years ago. Email general questions at lifeextension.com, or you could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. They're exploding. Come on. You need the formula. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in you. You need the formula. Be sure that you email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on December 6th. And the title, the topic is Proper Etiquette. Come on, come on, come on. Are you of this thinking the only one that matters is me, myself, and I? And I told you earlier to put first things first. If you're introducing someone to someone, it's the name first and then your association. So isn't this interesting? On the list of proper etiquette, you could email me and I will send you the, how many pages, whatever it is. Forgetting to introduce people. When you are with two or more people who don't know each other, you should introduce them. If you aren't sure of someone's name, be honest about it and ask for it. So it might be a little embarrassing at the moment, but not as much as saying the wrong name. Now remember, my friend Deirdre is with me. I'm introducing her to a group. It isn't, this is my friend Deirdre. It is Deirdre, my dearest friend. Taking a call on your cell phone when you're at the cash register. Doing this is not only rude, you'll hold up the line and perhaps miss something important that the cashier needs to tell you. Yelling at children in public. Do you know that I've actually stopped people? I've gone up to them and said, "Excuse me, pardon me while I interrupt you. But I want you to know that this little person will never forget what you're doing to that person right now. So in 30 years from now, this little person will remember." Boasting about anything. It's rude and inconsiderable. Actually, when you're boasting, you're actually sending a message that you're inferior. And always remember, darlings, that good manners don't grow on trees. They have to be learned, preferably at an early age. Coughing or sneezing on others. Oh, you know, this is not rocket science stuff. If you don't feel well, stay home. You don't need to be spreading cold and flu germs just because you feel entitled to be out and about. Stay home. Do you blatantly eavesdrop? Shame on you. It's fun to listen in on others' conversation, but turn it around. How would you feel if someone else did that to you? Give people space. And if you can't, try to tune them out. You know, there's just stuff, things that you just don't need to know. And gagging your coworkers and friends with fragrance. That may be your favorite perfume or cologne, but not everyone will feel that way. Because it could make your coworkers sick. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Do you hog equipment at the gym? Interval training is a great way to stay in shape. But don't take up three pieces of equipment when other people are waiting in line. Step aside and let someone else work out. I want you to step out of your own zone, and I want you to observe your behavior. How gentle and understanding are you? Are you exercising proper etiquette? Do you block traffic in a public place? When you spot a long-lost friend at the mall, pull her to the side to catch up. Standing in the middle of a traffic pattern will get you some dirty looks and may even cause injury if someone isn't aware that you've stopped. What about RSVP? If you're not sure you'll be able to attend, don't you think that it just shows good manners to reply? Huh. So what's a person to do when your parents didn't know right for wrong in the etiquette department? Or if they weren't paying attention, that's a problem. If you don't know how to behave, how can you be expected to mind your manners? Well, this is what you're going to do. You see, it's never too late. Regardless of your age or position in life, it's never too late to learn good manners. The key to improving your etiquette is having the desire to change. You want to change your life, change your thinking, learn. You might be surprised by the positive reactions you get from others. Go online. Go to the library. Get the information on proper etiquette. The time is now. The time is now to take responsibility for your behavior. The time is now to treat others how you want to be treated. Do you know that there is a rule out there? We teach people how to treat us. How do you want to be treated? Then, what lives in mind around. So then, if you want to be treated with graciousness and gratitude, then, my darlings, that's what you have to put out there. Until tomorrow, au revoir. Hi.